And now listening to Road to Stardom.
Yeah, this is your girl, Miss Kiko. You're tuned to Road to Stardom Radios.
Been an experience. Let's, and it's called Let's Talk tonight. Is that when I put Let's Talk, I mean, if you want to talk, there ain't gonna be, there's gonna be some music, but not like I normally just give you the music. Tonight, I wanted to talk. I wanted to do it yesterday, but I was so tired that I knew that my brain wouldn't be focused because I was tired. So I gave y'all music last night. And I think I'm going to start when I get in that mood to want to talk to y'all, I am going to do a Let's Talk. It's going to be the same title as the show, The Indie Experience. Could be Friday Night in the Mix, Saturday Night in the Mix, Mix Friday, Sunday. But when I get in that mood to want to talk, I'm going to put in there, Let's Talk. So you know it's not about the music, it's about me talking to y'all. And this is for the artist. And anybody who wants to be an artist need to pay attention. That's why I'm doing these Let's Talks, because, you know, and I've talked about this before, you know, artists, you know, posting, you know, they're tired of supporting other people, but people are not supporting them. And I get it. Everybody wants support. No matter what profession you're in, you want support from your peoples, and you're not getting it, and then they're hitting you up wanting you support them, and you do, because that's you. That's your nature. You know what I'm saying? You're that person that's always going to support regardless if he would support you. I'm that same way. That I will support, even though people are not tuned in to my show when I'm on live. They might check it out in the archives. But, you know, you want that support, and you're not getting it, but you give it. I get it. But tonight, I wanted to talk to the artist. And I keep asking myself this question. I'll be wanting to know the answer because I'm not an artist. I can't answer this question, the questions that I have. I'm not an artist, so I can't answer the questions that I have. This is why I put the post out there that said, tonight I wanted artists to join me on the show. Because the question that I have is that, one, when little radio stations such as, I'm at a big radio station, I'm at big like the local radio stations in the area or where in my state or where I'm from, I'm not. So I'm a little station. When little stations like mine say, offer you airplane, and then you don't take them up on it, or they ask you for an interview, or you may ask for the interview, and they say, well, it's a fee to do an interview on my station, or even with airplane, some might say, oh, it's nothing. I'll play your music, right? Or some might say, well, we'll give you, so it's $50. I'm just putting that money amount out there. It's $50, and you get this how many spins you get from the station, and it also covers the interview. And sometimes, if I know who the artist is, sometimes I do tune in to listen to the interview. And when I hear the person who's hosting, it could be an actual DJ, or it could be someone hosting, and they say, well, if it gets people to call, I think I talked about this the last time I did Let's Talk, but I was tired when I did that Let's Talk that I couldn't really talk, but I mentioned this, and when they say, well, to get your song in rotation on the station, you got to get your people to call in and request your song. And I've said this many a times without doing a Let's Talk, that if the people, one, who are your fans, and people that you know personally that support you, don't listen to that station, they're not going to call in to request your music to be played on that station, right? That's why a lot of you artists, even though you send other stations your music, that's why your music is not being played. Because the peoples, your peoples, your fans don't listen to that station, so they, it's not set in their minds to be like, oh, let me call. Let's use Power 105 as the station, right? If they don't listen to Power 105, right, it's not gonna hit them and be like, oh, I need to call Power 105 to request my friend's song or request the artist's song that I like. They're not thinking about that. It's not that they don't support you. They do, it's just that a lot of stations you get interviews on, they only tune in because you're being interviewed. And when stations say, well, you want your music in rotation, you got to get your peoples to call in. Even though I'm a fan of a lot of artists, I'm not going to remember to call in, like I said, Power 105 to be like, I want to hear some Tune Raps. I want to hear some Amarell, some Clever Thoughts. That's not going to be in the top of my mind to be like, to make sure I call and do that. And it's like, there are stations that a lot of artists are gung-ho wanting to get their music played on there because the station has a big buzz behind it. Just like radio stations say artists need to have a big buzz behind them for them to play their music. Well, a lot of artists go to stations that have a big buzz behind them to get their music played, but it only gets played that one time. And that's what new artists are not understanding. Yep, new artists are not understanding what I'm talking about. I shared the story before, but I'm going to share it again. There was an internet radio station, and there was a female producer that I interviewed a long time ago. She did a new song with an artist who I played on this station. I haven't played his music in a while, but I was playing his music. So they collabed together on a song. She did the beat. He put his lyrics to it. And she got an interview with a radio station. I don't remember the name of the radio station. But she was interviewed. He tuned in. I tuned in. Other people tuned in to show support. And they had a chat room. Just like when I started out, I had a chat room where people could come in, they could talk while the show was live. So they had a chat room as well. We're in the chat room, we're listening to the song, he plays the song. He interviews her, he plays the song. So after he finishes interviewing her, he says to her, I like the song, but if you want it in rotation, you got to get your peoples to call in and request it. I'm saying to myself, I don't do that. If I like the song as the host, if I like the song, I'm gonna keep playing the song. Why do I need people, if it's a good song, why do you need people to call and request it if it's a good song? Right? If it's a good song, as a radio host or a DJ that has their own radio show, if it's a good song, just play the song. Why do people got to request it in order for you to play it if it's a good song? I always say this, we as radio hosts, as DJs, we need music. So if these artists are giving us their music, they're helping us out when we need music. And we're helping them out by giving them the airplay. And, you know, when I heard that, I was like, okay. And that made me think at that moment, when I tuned into that interview, that made me think at that moment, why do the artist or the producer, because if the producer is the one being interviewed and this is a song they produced, why any of the people, I get it, that's how they run their show. So I can't be mad at how they run their show. But I'm like, okay, you want the people to call in to request it for it to get airplay. Now, even though I've interviewed her before, played a song that she did with my boy Two Raps, I played that a lot on the station. I still play it. This is a station she got an interview with. Now, if she would have sent it to me, that song would still be playing to this day. But, you know, people choose art. She, as the producer, chose to go somewhere else. And I think that song only got played the day she was interviewed. First and last time you heard that song. And you want to know why? Because when you're being interviewed by a DJ who has their own radio show or a host of a radio show, when they tell you they're going to play your music, they're going to play it because they know you're going to tune in to want to hear your song. I'm going to say I got a new cut from a new artist or whatever they say to introduce their new music or whatever. And knowing that they know that the artist is listening, they're going to play it. And then they're probably going to say, like the DJ said, but they're going to say, well, if you like this song, for those listening, if you like this song, call in and request it. But the thing is, okay, if I'm only tuned in because you're playing the artist's song, I like the artist, I'm not going to remember to go back to your station or remember to call your station to request the song. I'm not going to remember that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to remember that. Like I said, I don't remember the station it was. And I think that day she was interviewed was the first and only time that song has ever been played on that station. Because she didn't have to pay for the interview and spins. Because some will say, some DJs and hosts of radio stations will say, for a certain fee, I will give you this many spins plus an interview. But what's crazy is a lot of these artists that I play right now, that I love playing their music, they're not listening to, even though I'm playing their music, they're not listening to me. Because you want to know how I know they're not listening to Road to Stardom Radio? Because when they post about new music, right? When they post they got new music. And this is what I always say to artists, and I've said this many a times, that once you get airplay with Road to Stardom Radio, you always got airplay. Just keep sending your music. And the only one who's been doing that since he has been getting played on Road to Stardom Radio is my boy Two Raps. He's the only one, whenever he got music, he posted it, let people listen to it through social media and say, you like it? And I say, yeah, I like it. I might say to him, send it to me. Or on his own, without me having to say anything, he'll send it to me. And then I'll play it. I'll debut it and play it. And I'm still playing his music to this day. What, 10 years getting radio play? One station. Still playing your music for what, 10 years? I don't have the song that made me want to play his music. I don't have that. I might have it in my email, but I don't have it on the board anymore. But I might have it in my email. But still and all, not a lot of artists can say that they have been getting airplay for 10 years on a consistent basis, not where some, no. When I play hip-hop on this station, you are going to get a two-rap song. You will get an Amarell, you'll get an Amarell song. You'll get a Clever Thought song. Yep. There's a few artists that when I play certain genres, like Xavier Lewis, I love, I know I'm in love. But he has other songs that I play that I like as well that you may not hear my favorite, I Know I'm in Love, but you will hear an Xavier Lewis song. So my question that I've been wanting to ask, you know, that's why I wanted artists to join me tonight, is how many artists can say that they're getting played on the radio station, one, and that same radio station that's playing their music is still playing their music till this day? That was my question for the artist, but you see, I have no artist joining me tonight. And if an artist does call in, but I want the artist whose music I play really to answer this question, because you can post that you're on Spotify, you can post you're on Apple Music, you can post and say, oh, such and such radio station. Because, you know, artists do get excited when a radio station is playing their music. And I'm happy for them when other radio stations are playing their music. But how many of you artists can say that at least one radio station is playing you on a consistent basis? Meaning, because I'm not just a... See, I play all genres of music on Road to Stardom Radio. So, as an artist, you may tune in and hear some rock being played and be like, and you may call in and say, hey, have you played my song? I'm like, well, tonight, and I will let you know, tonight is not R&B, and that is not hip-hop. So when you're tuning into Road to Stardom Radio and you're tuning in to listen for your song, pay attention to the music that is being played. Because if you don't hear me talk and all you hear, if you hear a rock song, so maybe after the rock song, she'll play my song. And then you hear another rock song, and you say, may come in, let me sit and chill and listen. Maybe it's coming. If you keep hearing rock music, that means I'm not playing hip-hop. I'm not playing R&B. I'm not playing jazz. I'm not playing gospel. I'm not playing country. I'm playing rock. So if all I'm playing is rock, that is not that I'm not playing your music. It's just that for that show, it's all rock. And if you're not a rock artist, you're not going to hear your song. And I used to ask the question, but I don't ask anymore, is when artists that I've never heard of, and they might have heard of me, and they send me their music, and I say, well, how did you hear Road to Stardom Radio? Like, I think John Kreider, not John, there I go saying John again, Justin. I'm thinking of whatchamacallit from Dukes of Hazzard. That's why I'm getting the two mixed up. But Justin Kreider, the country artist, his peoples, his team sent me his music, you know, and asked for airplay, and I said I will play it. I love, just as much as I love R&B and hip-hop, I love country, I love, just as much as I love other genres, I love country too. And when I play country, I play his song. I play Call Me Love. Out of all the songs they sent me, I play Call Me Love the most. I have two on the board, I think. One is Call Me Love, and the other one is Your Man or I'm Your Man. But I know the man is in the title. And when I play country, Call Me Love is the one I play the most. Because that's the one I like the most. You can send me, let's say, five songs. I will play all five. I will debut all five songs. But I'm going to play the one I like the most is the one that I like the most. Yep. And so that, you know, I was, you know, so like I said, that was my, you know, question for the artist is how many radio stations are playing your music and still playing your music how many radio stations have played your music and still playing your music to this day? I'm asking that question because, you know, when people, you know, artists get so gung-ho when when radio stations say they want to play their music, you know, they get so gung-ho and they only play it because they know, they play it, yes, because they say they're going to play it, but they're only playing it because you're tuned in. If you wasn't tuned in or if they wasn't interviewing you, they wouldn't have played your song. Just think about it. Of your artist who's tuned in right now, just think about it. Just think about it. If you're an artist that's tuned in right now, but you're not on the board. This is what I want artists to do. Right? This is what I want artists to do. If a radio station comes to you because they've heard your music, say they like it, they want to, because you know how people post their music and people just take a look, because there's a lot of artists who post music and I listen to it. And if I like it, like Sean Milley. I came across Sean Milley through TikTok. Sean Milley is an artist who I came across through TikTok because his song Love Me was going, even though it was like a 15-second clip of him singing Love Me, and it was going viral on TikTok, on Black TikTok, since they want to separate us. Because just like how when something goes viral on Twitter, they say Black Twitter and not just Twitter. So right? Yeah, come on. Okay. So I just say TikTok. I don't say Black TikTok. I just say TikTok. But, you know, we as Black people are making it go viral. And I heard that, I was like, ooh, I like this song. And people started duetting it. That thing went so viral so fast that people duetted it. People created dances to it. So the new thing now with Sean Milley's song Love Me on TikTok is, so they're taking the first verse and then they're switching it. So this is what someone did. Another TikTok creator did this, right? They did the first verse of Sean Milley's Love Me, and then they flipped it with Jasmine Sullivan. And I think the first verse of Pick Up Your Feelings. Right? And they mashed those two together. So they're doing Sean Milley's part first. And then it turned into Jasmine Sullivan's part like that. So not a lot of people was doing that. Now they're doing it with Sean Milley and Keisha Cole's I Should Have Cheated. They're taking a piece of Keisha Cole's song, I Should Have Cheated. I think the first verse from I Should Have Cheated and mixing it with the first verse of Love Me. That's what they are doing. And that helps, yes. When your song goes viral on social media or whatever, that helps, right? But, so that's how I came across Sean Milley. And I didn't inbox Sean Milley and said, oh, I like your song. Send it to me so I can play it on my station. No. I got it. And he has an EP out, which is called One in a Million. It's 8 songs. When his album dropped on the 13th, was it August 13th? Because it was a Friday. I gotta look at the calendar. Let me pull up my calendar. Look at the calendar. It was August 13th. And that was a Friday, because September 13th was a Monday. So August 13th, it dropped, right? The whole EP. Well, Love Me, the song Love Me dropped on the 13th, but then the whole EP was dropped, right? That same day that Love Me was dropped, the whole EP was dropped. It's 8 songs. And what I did that Sunday, the week that it dropped, instead of just introducing y'all for Love Me by Shawn Milley, I gave this man his own show. So Mixed Variety Sunday, well, I normally play a mixture of everything, or I might just play some old school R&B, some old school music, or I might just go and play some, and depending on how I feel, you know. What I did to introduce the world to Shawn Milley, I played the whole EP on Mixed Variety Sunday. You can get the archives and look that up, but I played the whole EP. And Shawn Milley don't know who I am. He don't know about my radio station, nothing like that. Because I liked Love Me so much, I gave this man his own show. So, they 8 tracks. Every track ain't going to be, some of the tracks was getting close to 5 minutes. So you figure maybe an hour, hour and a half, to do the show, because it's 8 tracks. So I don't need 2 hours for 8 tracks. But that's what I did. On Mixed Variety Sunday, I gave this man his own show, played his whole EP, told people where to go get it. If they use Apple, they can get it on Apple. If they use Spotify, they can get it through Spotify. Wherever they stream their music, download their music, that's where they can go get it. Make sure I spell the man's name correctly. Because when you hear, you say Sean, some people spell it S-H-A-W-N. Or some people might spell it S-E-A-N. But he spells his S-H-A-U-N. That's how he spells his name. So, like, he has a common name, but it's not spelled how you normally would spell it. And so I made sure I spelled his name right, said the title of the album, so they know they're getting the right person. Because you can have the same name as another artist. You can't have the same name as another artist, so I made sure the information was correct so they found the right artist. And I give him... And I always say this, how many stations, as an artist, how many stations that you know that played your music gave you your own show? How many stations you know that has played your music gave you your own show? You can go in the archives and you can type Shawn Milley, you could type a lot of artist names in there, and I gave them their own show. Some, if you go back, some might say appreciation show, and I've given artists their appreciation show. And the reason why, because I appreciate them making great music and giving me the opportunity to play their music. A lot of indie artists is not going to get that opportunity to get their music played on radio stations like Power 105.1, Hot 97, or the major stations in their area, wherever they're from. They're not going to get that opportunity. And even if they did get the opportunity, right, even if they did get the opportunity, they're not going to be consistently played on those stations. And I always say this, if I like your music, doesn't matter if I like one song, two song, it will always get played. Your music will always get played on the station. Because if I like it and I'm playing, if you're a hip hop artist, I like it and I'm playing hip hop, your song is going to be amongst a few of the hip-hop songs that I play for that night. If you're R&B, the same thing. If you're an R&B artist, no matter what genre, if I'm playing your genre of music, you're going to be played. But if you tune in late, I may have played this song already. A lot of times when I get new music, the artist's song is the first song of the night to start off the show. So you know how you go to a concert, right, and there's many acts on the bill. The headliner of the show always goes last. Right? The headliner, whoever's the headliner, is the one, because that's the one that people came to see. That's why they're going last. Because trust and believe me, if the headliner went first, then people would leave right after the headliner performed. And there would be no one in there to see the other acts. I went to a showcase, and the artist whom majority of the people came to see, right after they performed, they was leaving. They didn't want to stick around for the other acts because they came to see one specific person, and once they performed, they decided to leave. Yep. Now, that's terrible. On the real world, that is terrible. That if I'm not an artist, but if I was an artist and I'm doing the showcase and people come to see me and once I perform, they ready to leave. Like, you paid your money to see a show. Watch the show. Watch the other artists as well. Don't just pay your money just to see your friend or your family member perform. Watch the whole show because you're going to discover some new talent. And 9 out of 10, sometimes you never know. Because you never know who's there listening. Because a lot of execs, music execs, label execs, do come to showcases because they're searching for new talent. And you wouldn't know out of all the people who's sitting in there who's the exec for a label. Yeah, y'all would never know. And this is true. Y'all would never know. Because they just sitting in the cut. They're listening to you perform. Listening to the announcer say your name. And I hope you got a name they could pronounce correctly. Because I would hate for the exec to be there tuned in. And they say your name wrong. And he writes down what they said. And that's not even your name. Going to showcases, I came across a lot of great artists. Yep. But like I said, that was one of my questions. How many radio stations have played your music and still playing it to this day? It's a two-part question. And I was expecting, you know, some artists to call in and be like, well, I'll get played by this station. Or tell me they have got played by a station. My second question was going to be, well, are they still playing your music? And if the artist doesn't know, then if they can't give me a definitive answer, that means that's a no. Yep, if they can't give me a definitive answer, that means that's a no. They don't know who's playing their music. They don't know if they're still playing their music. So when I posted, you know, I'm looking for artists to join me on the show tonight. And I just click like on it. clicked out that they loved my post, but they didn't comment if they would join. And I know, even though the show is already old, I'm live now, but when other artists see that post, the show's going to already be over and done with. And they might comment and say, yeah, I could join you. I'm like, that was last night. And I get it. No one's, you know, no one's on their social media 24. There are some people who are. But I'm saying as far as artists, they're not always on their social media every second at a minute. But those that are, you know, but it's all good. So, you know, that was my question. I wanted to get it answered. But I guess I will have to do another Let's Talk and let the artist know ahead of time. So those that may comment and say, yeah, I'll join you, and then I can remind them that it's getting close to showtime, give them the number to call in, and all that stuff. And another question, another question I have is, as artists, why are you so focused on certain radio stations playing your music when there's people like me who tell you to sing your music to get airplay and then you don't? And it's like, I've offered many a times for artists to send me their music. My boy, too, has sent artists my way so they can chop it up with me and get their music played. And some have done it, some haven't. There was one particular artist, the female artist, I think she's a rapper, who I told to send me your music. I'll play it. I said, okay, I'm going to send you my music. I don't chase out the art. Once I tell you I'm giving you airplay, you don't send me your music, I'm not chasing after you to send me your music. You know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing after you. Right? So, when Two hooked us up, I told her to send me your music, I play it. She didn't do it. So, when I posted, I think this is like either years back, maybe a year or two back, I posted about looking for new music to play. I said, oh, I'm gonna send you my music. That didn't happen. Still ain't send it. And like I said, I am not chasing down no artists. If I offered you airplay, you didn't take me up on my offer, that's on you. I'm not chasing you down for me to have the opportunity to play your music. Not doing that. And see, what these artists who my boy Two has hooked me up with, those who were supposed to send me their music and they didn't, is you're missing out on a big opportunity. You're so focused on getting those big local stations in your area to play your music, or there is an internet station you heard of but that has a buzz behind them, you're focusing on them to play your music. And just like I mentioned earlier, how they say, well, if you get your people to request it, it'll go on rotation. Or if you give us $50, you'll get an interview, and this is how many spins you'll get with that. Now, there's 7 days in the week, and it's 52 weeks in a month? It's 4 weeks. No, it's 7 days in a week, four weeks in a month, I guess you could say 52 days, whatever, I forgot how it goes. But you know where I'm getting at with this. So if they tell you they're giving you a certain number of spins, right, If I say to you, well, I'm giving you 10 spins, right? If we're already in the middle of the month, right? Let's say for the month of September, I'm giving you 10 spins, right? And an interview. That's what I'm doing, right? I'm giving you 10 spins and an interview for whatever money amount I say to send me, right? Let's just use the $50. You know, use $50, right? So, you know, September has 30 days in it. Right? September has 30 days in it. We're on the 28th. We got the 29th. We got two more days left of September before it hits October. Right? So, if I tell you for the month of September, so I'm giving you 10 spins, if we're on the 28th, right, and there's only 2 days left of September, how am I giving you 10 spins? If the spins is only for the month of September, and September is almost over, how am I giving you 10 spins? If I only come on, let's say, 1 day a week. Let's say I came on only on Mondays. It's Tuesday, right? It's Tuesday. If I only come on Monday, and I'm only giving you spins for the month of September, how am I giving you 10 spins? If the month is almost over and I only come on Mondays. You artists need to think about that. New artists need to think about that when they say, this is how many spins we're giving you. Is the spins just for this month, or does the spins roll into the next month? You artists need to think about that, because if it's just for this month and today they say they're giving you 10 spins, you only got 2 days left. You only got 2 days left of September. So you're telling me that if they only come on Mondays, then those spins have to roll over to the next month, because those spins have to start in September. I mean, not September, October. Because if the person only comes on a Monday, because there are people who have their own show, and they only come on, let's say, Monday, right? They only come on Mondays, right? Coming on Monday, and let's say Monday from, they come on for an hour. Let's just say they come on for an hour. So, you do Mondays, right? You're coming on a Monday. At 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, right? You're coming on Monday from 8 to 9. But if I talk to you today about getting spins and an interview, but the spins count for September, right? If there's 2 days left in September and you get offering me 10 spins, how am I getting my 10 spins? Are you going to play the same song 5 times and one in your hour show? You understand what I'm saying? But if their show is, let's just say, okay, they come on two days out of the week. Let's say it's Monday and Thursday, right? Let's say Monday and Thursday they come on. So, okay. Okay, they come on Monday and Thursday, so you miss Monday, so you got Thursday. Are they going to give you all 10 spins in one, in that one day? And are you checking to make sure they're giving you the spins that said they were going to give you? Because trust and believe, I can tell you I'm giving you some spins. And the day we interview you, let's say the day you send me the song. Let's say today you sent me the song. That's, like I said, instead of saying 10 spins, let's go 5. Right? So the day you send me the song, I'll let you know I got it. And let's say Friday is the interview, but today's what, Tuesday? So I'll get the song on Tuesday. I debut it so people could get familiar with the song. So that there goes one of your spins, right? And I may, you know, play it again and let people know it's a new artist. So let's say I play it 2 times today, right? Because I'm letting people know you're a new artist and all that. And that Friday I'll be interviewing you. So that's 2 out of your 5. You got 3 spins left. Let's say I come on Tuesdays and Fridays at 8 o'clock. Okay, I'm debuting in today to start your spins off. So that's 2 spins because I'm gonna, you know, play it again. Because, you know, new people tuning in, listening, and probably didn't get to hear when I played it the first time. So I'll play it again. Now you got 3 spins left. So I know I'm interviewing you on Friday. So I guess you get those 3 spins when I interview you on Friday. I don't mind. See, for me, I don't mind playing the song more than once. I don't mind that. Especially if I like it, I don't mind playing it more than once. Because I've said, if I could play it a million times without people having a problem with me playing it a million times, I'm good. Especially when it's a song I like, I'm good. But as artists, when the people say they're giving you spins and how many spins they're giving you, you need to know when does the radio show come on, what time it comes on, how many days does it come on. Because if they're only doing one day, if they're only doing 1 day out of the week, and they're telling you, I'm giving you 5 or 10 spins, and we're at the end of the month, does my spins get the rollover into the next? You gotta really make sure that the spins they offer you just don't count for the month you're in. That they offer you 5 to 10 spins, that they can space it out when they're playing your music. But this is my thing. This is my thing, that if you're a DJ or you're a host like me, because I don't call myself a DJ, but if you're a host like me, that let's help each other. I'm helping the artist out by playing their music. They're helping me out by sending me music because I need music to play for the show. This is why, for me, airplay will always be free, is because we're helping each other out. You know, we're helping each other out. That's why airplay will always be free on Road to Stardom Radio. Like my boy Six said one time, that he was going to charge $65. And I think he was charging $65. I think it was for an interview, for a person to do an interview. And to have their music, for them to do an interview, and to have their music played. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was like, in my mind, I was like, the artist is not going to pay it. And one, you're not a big enough station for them to be like, okay, I'll pay it. No, you're not a big enough station for them to be like, I will pay the 65. I get it that a lot of stations charge what they charge. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You got to understand, these indie artists are on a budget. And they didn't write you into their budget for them to get airplay. They didn't do it. And I know I wanted to be an artist when I was younger. And then my path changed to something else. And then it changed again. But I know me, I could still be an artist if I wanted to. But I know if somebody said, well, you pay us 50 for the interview and spins, especially if it's a station I don't listen to, I think for me, if I was an artist, I think for me, I would try to hit up as many stages as I can to get airplay and interviews on. I would hit up as many stations as I can and try to get airplay and an interview on. But I'm not paying you $50. I get it. Everybody got to make their money. I get it. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because just think about it. Most stations, if their show is only an hour long, your interview is not going to be the whole hour. They tell you to come in, like, they might, start at 8. So from, let's say, from 8 to 8:30. They're playing music, and then they do the interview with you, and then they're playing your new single that you just dropped. See, a lot of DJs can tell you they like your song, and they do the interview with you, and they play it while you're there. Once the interview is done, some might play it one more time, but then after that, that's going to be it. That's why I said with Roll to Start of it, you'll always get airplay. But I don't want you artists thinking that if you tuned in and you hear a certain genre of music, that your music is not being played. You have to understand, Roll to Start of Radio plays all genres, so on certain days you may hear certain genres of music. That doesn't mean your music is not being played. It's just that for that day, we're playing the rock. We're playing the country. So if we're playing rock and you're a country artist, your song is not going to be played. You understand what I'm saying? Your song is not going to be played. But it will be played when we play country. Or if I'm mixing two genres, like sometimes I might mix country and R&B together, play some country and some R&B. But when you tune in, you may hear R&B song playing, but that doesn't mean I didn't play your song. I got to play it before you tuned in. So you're going to have to go back in the archives to hear your music. And it's okay for artists to be excited when DJs or who have their own station and also they DJ at clubs want to play their music. It's okay to get excited about that. But I'm going to tell you this. They will play it. Like, they're going to keep their word and play your song. But when they DJ in that club, your song is going to be played. Nope, it is not. Now, I'm not a DJ, but if I was, the same music you hear me play here, besides what's popular out there, if you got good music and it's club worthy, if I was a DJ, I definitely would play it in the club. Generate you some more fans. Because I've been in a club where we asked the DJ to play a certain song. Because the DJ may know that song. But if you say to the DJ, can you play such and such? Some DJs ain't going to know what you're talking about. Especially if they're indie artists. If they don't have their ears to the street when it comes to indie artists. Unless it's an artist, unless this artist has a big buzz around them. Yep. And trying to figure out what else did I want to ask y'all artists. Trying to think what was the other question. I can't think of it right now. But I'm sure once I'm done with the show, more questions probably come to my brain. But I think I shared this story with y'all about an artist's manager who hit me up talking about the artist want airplay. I said, send me the music. Got the music, was playing the music. And then he's like, oh, my artist wants an interview. And I'm telling them what they need to do. I'm telling them, oh, it's a $15 donation to the station for an interview. They said, oh, I'll get back to you. And I'm like, okay. And then they hit me up asking the same question again. I'm like, you just asked me that, like, weeks ago you asked me that question. Now here you are asking me the same question again, and you get the same answer. Because I know when our radio station may act, you know, and say, well, if you want the interview, you gotta pay this amount. For me, it's a donation to the station, so that I could help keep me playing your music. So I could keep playing your music. That's why I asked the question of how many radio stations have played your music, and are they still playing your music? And that's why I wanted artists to call in, you know, to answer the question. You know what I'm saying? If they, you know, they answer the question. And if they couldn't answer it, then I know I'm doing a good thing. And you know what gets me? Is that, you know, like I said, the person's manager telling me the artist want to be interviewed, and I tell them $15 donation. It's like you can't pay a measly $15 to do an interview. But if it was a major radio station, I'm just using the one in my area, which is Power 105.1. If they told you, well, we'll play your music if you, because Payola is, you know, in the radio business is where you pay the radio station to play your music. And I think that's why you hear a lot of artists you normally wouldn't hear coming through your radio station. You hear them now because they're paying to have their music played. The late, if they are independent, they're doing it themselves, or the label that they're signed to is doing it just to get their artist music played. But when I say it's a $15 donation, you can't do it. You don't want to do It's like, you don't want to do the interview because I'm charging you $15. But I bet you if Power 105 did the same thing, you would pay it because they're Power 105. And I'm going to say this to you artists. Don't think just because they're a little radio station, it could be a college station, doesn't matter. It could be any small internet station or whatever. If they offer you airplay and an interview, even if you have to pay for it, I wouldn't pay a nominal leg, but I would do it. If the person says $15 and it's a donation to the station, that's what makes it so dope. Nope. It's a donation to the station. I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to talk to y'all about. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. But I think I'm in a little early tonight. That's what I think I'm going to do. The next show I got is BOE for the Pages of the Airwaves. And if an artist does answer my question and tell me that I'm the only station that played their music, then my answer to them would be, if I'm the only station playing your music, why are you not sending your music every time you drop new music? Yep. That's my thing. Is if Road to Stardom is the only station that is playing your music and you drop new music and don't send it to Road to Stardom, what are you doing? If you know that Road to Stardom Radio will play your music, why are you not sending new tracks when you drop them? Yep. That's my thing. Why are you not sending in the music? Like my boy too. He, you know, speedy recovery to my boy too. You know, he suffered a mild stroke, and he was in the hospital. And he posted that when he's back, once he's out of the hospital and back home, every song he's ever made that he's sitting on because he ain't put it out, he says dropping all the music. And I know my inbox, my email is going to be filled with emails from him with the daggone songs. I know my inbox is going to be filled with songs from him. Because he's always sending me something new that he has put out, you know, that he's planning on dropping. Yep, so I'm going to call it a night, y'all. I do appreciate you for always rocking with your girl. And we'll just start on the radio. And like I said before, the next show is BOE. From the Faces of the Airways, we get nothing but the best. And talk radio. I will see you on that show. I'm going to call it a night because I can feel myself getting tired. Yeah. So, what I want you to do as my listeners, I want you to go follow your girl on Instagram at RoadToStardomTWR2. And on Twitter, TW as the two. And you can like the Facebook pages, which is facebook.com/RoadToStardomRadio, Road to Stardom Empire, Six and Road Show, Black Oak Forever, which is BLAKOKE. Yep. So, if you miss any show by Road to Stardom Radio, you can go to blogstarradio.com/RoadToStardom, or you can just Google Road to Stardom Radio and see the many platforms we are on and pick one to go check out the show. So I'm in the audience out there that want their music play right here in the station. All you got to do is hit me about 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014. Yep. You can text that number. You can leave a message. I'll definitely get back to you. The office hours are from 9 to 5. That's 9 a.m. in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. Yep. If you'd like to be spotlighted by Road to Stardom, you can hit me up at roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. It's roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. Where you buy your pick, links to your music, biopic, links to your business website. Yep. No. I forgot what I was gonna say. So this is why I'm calling it a night early, cause so I'm gonna say once again, peace, one love, I appreciate you. I'll see you at the next show. Good night, y'all.